The Hive on Kaya 959.
Welcome to The Hive, and tonight it's all about water, specifically the sea. Zandile Ndlovu is South Africa's first Black African free diving instructor and the founder of the Black Mermaid Foundation, which is busy with organizing Ocean Guardians. Zandile, how are you, my sister?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, first and foremost, Zandile, I want to find out from you, what made you decide that you need to make people aware of preserving our oceans?
Do you know what? Every single time you go on a dive, you will always find plastic in the water, and you find microplastic, and you see sharks eating it. Dolphins, plastic is everywhere. And when you realize how our oceans are so connected to our fresh water, you realize that in not so long, we're going to have a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And so I just knew that I wanted to highlight this challenge. And again, just questioning, what are we going to leave for the generations to come?
Yeah, yeah. Zandile, no matter how ignorant we are, climate change has seriously affected our lives. And I'm pretty sure that the oceans and the waters out there have been even, you know, they're even in a worse predicament. What do you see when you go underwater?
So we see incredible life, right? I mean, that is without a doubt. And it's incredible that we're still able to witness the incredible marine life, be it if it's whales and sharks and dolphins and turtles. But we also see lots of plastic. We see fishing hooks in sharks' mouths. Mm. We see corals bleaching. But we also know that at any point when there's a degree or two change in the water and the fish aren't able to move quick enough, we see the fish wash out. We see lobster wash out. And so we know that the erratic way in which our climate systems are changing, they are causing a change in the ocean. And that is undeniable.
Mm-hmm. You know, Zandile, before, you know, when we were organizing this interview, that morning we woke up and where I stay, there wasn't any water. And I think the universe at that time was saying to me, you need to chat to Zandile because, you know, we take water lightly. And, you know, people tend to misuse water. What do you think people need to be doing on a day-to-day basis in order to make sure that they preserve fresh water?
I think it's so important that we realize that, you know, as much as the earth has been abundant to us, it is also finite. So, you know, when we talk about being able to participate in the blue ocean economy, there's so many incredible opportunities there, whether we're talking about fishing or whether we're talking about tourism. There's incredible opportunities to be able to access the space. You just need to find yourself being closer to the ocean and perhaps taking mentorship from someone who lives and works in the ocean space. But what we've also realized is, as much as this blue ocean economy is growing, it means for us to recognize that the earth is finite. We cannot take endlessly without being able to put back or giving the ocean a chance to recuperate from when we take.
Thank you so much, Zandile, for taking time to chat to us, and all the best on this endeavor that you're taking, because as you say, it's not just for us or for our children, but it's for the future generation that is also coming up.
Absolutely. And can I add in one more thing?
Yeah.
You know, I think when I think of the Challengers Club and the work that myself and MAPS have done, it's always the reminder that fresh water and access to fresh water is not something that is a given. And so every single moment we need to choose to be intentional with how we engage with life. You know, and I'd love to just maybe leave 3 points with us.
Yeah.
The reminder to use less plastic, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle. Find ways to lessen your single-use plastic because it ends up in the ocean, becomes microplastics, and it's ending up in our food and in our water. One. Two, make sure that you're using your runoff water, your gray water, while you're waiting for your water to heat up before your shower. Catch that water and use it somewhere else. Find ways to be able to repurpose water that has already been used. And three, in every single moment, seek to educate whoever it is that you're sitting with. Because whatever knowledge you get, when you spread it, you get to multiply at a rate faster than one-to-one could ever be. So be the message. Recognize that this is a collective hope to leave a planet that is better for the generations to come. Mm. It's a collective work.
Mm. Thank you so much, Zandile the Mermaid, for making a difference, and all the best in all the endeavors that you're doing. And I'm sure that all the water animals are looking at you and they've got a huge smile on their face. Thank you so much, Zandile.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Hive on Kaya 959.